Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Roger Wolf. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball four. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Rickard moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to third. Russell moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Lowry scores. Pafko goes all the way around to score. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing takes first base on ball four. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to second. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf is called out on strikes. Two outs. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf strikes out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Russell reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. Rickard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Emil Kusch now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 5-2, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Morello reaches second base with a double. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Emil Cush. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Doyle Lade now pitching. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops it up and throws to first, with late covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Gustin moves to third. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Scheffing fields it and tags Gustin for the out. Greenberg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. Cox moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Cox scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 7-2, Pirates. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stanhack pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.